The Day the World Ended at the Little Bighorn. Preface. Sticks and Stones. The story goes that an Italian explorer landed on an island in the Caribbean and thought he had found India, and called the dark-skinned people he saw Los Indios. Whatever the details or the veracity of the story, the consequence is that all the native peoples of North America, Central America, and South America are known to most of the world as Indians.
Throw in political correctness, and there continues to be confusion over what to call whom and at what time.
There are, of course, several less complimentary names that were coined and are still around, but the most persistent generic labels, which we all seem to slap on one another, is Indian, American Indian, and Native American. Labels used less frequently, by the way, by those of us who are shoved into them. We prefer to be identified by our specific tribes or nations. Of those, there are nearly 500 ethnically identifiable in the United States. However, in the interest of avoiding confusion within the pages of this work, I have chosen to use the word Indian mostly in those instances when there is a necessary reference to more than a specific tribe or native nation. I cannot help myself. Perhaps it's the English-speaking portion of my brain. And there are instances when I will use the word native for the same reason. I will avoid using the labels American Indian or Native American, except in those cases where they are part of historical documents or statements. Native American seems to be the most popular label these days. However, as several people have pointed out to me over the years,